Jefferson Healthcare keeps getting bigger and better, so we're discussing their latest construction update. Our guest, Jake Davidson. He's Chief Operating Officer for Jefferson Healthcare. This is To Your Health from Jefferson Healthcare. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Joey Waller. Hi there, Jake. Welcome.
Hey, Joey. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Doing well.
Excellent. So first, remind us and those joining us, please, why is Jefferson Healthcare continuing to grow?
Yeah, well, we need to meet the needs of our community. And we were lucky enough that we had a building that was aged out of its life. And we decided that we were going to deconstruct it and use that space to add new services and to upgrade some of our services and really continue to meet the needs of our community. So we're thrilled that we're getting closer to completion.
And we're going to talk about that in a moment. But first, remind us again, when did this campus modernization and expansion project first start? And what are the basic goals here, would you say?
Yeah, gosh, it started long ago. I mean, I think any construction project takes years. And so we've been talking about it, gosh, probably even prior to 2020, but really hit go in 2020 to start the process. And it's a longer process than I think anything normal. It's very complex, given that it's connected to three other buildings. It really was the backbone of our campus. And so a lot of work to ensure that we keep the other structures operational. We are a 24/7 facility. And so that was, for lack of a better term, a nightmare, but we've been successful in making that happen. Really, the goal was to modernize our campus, to make the footprint feel like one campus, not three, four, five different buildings put together, and ultimately to provide new services, to update our MRI, to update our cafeteria, to provide radiation oncology, a new service for our patients that they can get during the toughest part of their life. They can stay local versus having to drive 2 hours round trip for a 5-minute appointment. Adding other new services like neurology, pulmonology, ENT. Again, you know, services that our community has to travel for. Often that means they don't get it. That means they don't want to travel or they don't have the means to travel. And so that was really our focus, in addition to expanding services we currently have. So dermatology, right? We are doubling, if not tripling, their space. And so continuing to try to meet the access needs of our community really was the biggest goal. So keeping care local. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what our focus is. And that's what we're able to do with this building.
So you gave us a good overall outline there. What's new right now with the project in terms of the latest progress?
Yeah. So gosh, there's a lot going on. On the exterior, we have the brick going up, so it looks like a totally different building from a couple months ago. Just about all of the windows are in. We have some really architectural featured windows going in. Actually, I think right now, today. And then interior, which a lot of folks can't see. I get the joy of walking through it every week, every other week. And it's amazing. I mean, we have drywalls all up. Painting is happening. You're starting to see some finishing work happening. And so, I mean, it's just fascinating to walk through the building now and really see all of the work that we did, all of the layouts. It's amazing.
You mentioned cutting down on that travel time for patients, which is something that often goes overlooked. People either don't have the time or oftentimes even the means to travel too far to get what they need in terms of healthcare. That aside, though, what are some of the other main improvements that are resulting here on a day-to-day basis for both patients and staff? What will people notice most right now?
That's great. I mean, I think absolutely access to care. We actually did a lot of work to make wayfinding easier. So when you're in the building, like I said, there's really two main corridors, so it's hard to get lost. And so a lot of focus around that piece. We're really thrilled, and probably don't talk about this enough, but the community does, to open our cafeteria back up to the community. COVID has taken that ability away, and then this construction did as well. And so that's another key component that I know our community is really excited about. So I think those are a couple of the big ones, right? Just increasing that access, but trying to make the campus feel like a modern campus, make it easier to find where you're going, and some cool amenities like new and improved cafeteria.
Everyone's got to go get something to eat at one point or another, right?
That's exactly it. Our staff and community alike.
Absolutely. So, by the way, new additions, correct me if I'm wrong, include extra parking spaces, including some charging stations with more people driving electric vehicles, right?
Yeah. So we've added about 120 parking spots. More than half of those are actually live now, which is great because, of course, with a building, we have to hire a lot of staff. I think about 75-ish staff and providers. And so we need places for them to park. Of course, we have a new entrance into this building. So now we have really four main entrances, but this is what we're going to call the Castle View entrance. And so if you're going up to the clinics, there'll be parking right outside that entrance. If you're in our new outpatient surgery center, drop off, pick up right there. And so, yeah, parking is a big piece of this. And you're right, we do have a bunch of EV, electric charging stations going in to provide our patients and our staff a spot to charge their vehicles while they're here.
Sure, people will be glad to hear that. So you mentioned earlier the importance of staying up and running business as usual while all this work is going on. What's the key to maintaining those usual patient services during all this exciting construction?
There's a lot of keys. I mean, I think number one, the building that we deconstructed, all of our main power, all of our main water, sewer ran through it. And so our construction team had a heck of a time figuring out how you keep that to the other buildings. So that was kind of the big one that you had to figure out, and the team did, of course. And then really connecting all of these buildings when you took out the backbone. And so we created a whole new path, not ideal, but a whole new path behind our ED through our imaging center to ensure that patients and staff had access to all of the buildings. And then a lot of our operational leaders working together to figure out the logistics of getting patients from point A to point B. And so it's now become second nature, still not ideal. And so we're excited to deconstruct that and have it feel more modernized. But yeah, it's been a lot of work to ensure that we're 24/7 operational, that patients know how to get where they're going, don't get lost. And so we had to do it. There was no option. And so it's been a great effort by everyone included to make this work well. And so it's worked. We're thrilled to deconstruct it and have two main corridors and make it easier on everybody. So,
sounds great. Couple of other things for you. First, perhaps the million-dollar question here, so to speak, when can people in East Jefferson County expect the project to be complete?
So, yeah, we're on track. July 18th, Abbott, our general contractor, will basically hand the keys over. We are going through a ton of planning right now, getting things commissioned, to getting things stocked, to getting our teams used to the space. We now have an open house set for August 24th. And so we will start seeing patients August 25th. And so lots of work to go. I know that date gives a lot of my team stress, but it's nice to have those now in place. And we're thrilled to start opening the building up. And so more to come. Our website, I'm sure, will get the open house info out to the community. And as soon as we have the Epic builds, we will start scheduling patients for those new services. So lots coming very soon, and exciting to have those dates out there.
And speaking of which, in summary here, Jake, you've done a great job providing a lot of the specifics of what this all involves. But overall, what would you say down the road when this is all done and people are enjoying it? What's the overall feel that you want to project here? What's the difference in terms of how people view this whole facility once it's all complete?
I think our biggest goal outside of the access to care and keeping care local is that it feels like one facility. Even though you got 3-4 different buildings, it's one facility. You're able to find your way to where you need to go, and it looks clean. It looks new, modernized. That is our focus, is that even here in Jefferson County, Port Townsend, we can have state-of-the-art facilities. And doing that, in addition to providing new service lines, new specialties that normally you don't see in a rural hospital like ours. So those truly were the focuses, and I think we've knocked it out of the park.
And then finally, perhaps I've saved the most important question for last, Jake, as the man in charge. Have you seen to it that any of your favorite menu items are in the new version of the cafeteria?
Absolutely. We're really thrilled because the cafeteria, we really doubled in size. And so our dietary team, which is amazing, we have really unique situation in that we have some amazing cooks. Our head chef is phenomenal. Yeah, I might have had a say or two and some new additions to our menu. And so I think it's going to be amazing for our staff, for our community, for our patients that are in the inpatient. We tend to forget that our number one goal for our dietary team is feeding our patients that are here with us, and then feeding our staff, of course, which, gosh, you know, we're up to 970 people, of course, with the new building, that's going to continue to grow. And then, you know, the community, right? If you're here for a visit, stop in, grab something to eat. We also have a lot of patients that, you know, before COVID would come in just to eat. And I think we do have a phenomenal, basically, restaurant that we really are excited to share with the community. And so that is a thrilling piece of this building as well.
So who says hospital food can't be great too, right?
That's right. We have proved that different. That is something we're really proud about.
All right, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it here, Jake. Folks, we trust you're now well updated on Jefferson Healthcare's construction. Jake Davidson, keep up all the great work. Sounds very exciting, and thanks so much again.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. It's always great to update the community and what we got going on.
Absolutely. And for more information, please do visit jeffersonhealthcare.org. Now, if you found this podcast helpful, please do share it on your social media. I'm Joey Waller. Thanks so much again for being part of To Your Health from Jefferson Healthcare.